Zechorot Eser Asher Salachah Malek B'derech Mitzatzchal Mitzatzayim. Remember what Amalek did to you on the way of the getting out of Mitzrayim. Asher Korcha B'derech, that they literally met you in the way. Vayizaneh B'chukol HaNechashlim Acharecha V'atayev V'yageh V'loyim Elokim V'yavi V'aniyah Hashem Lokech Lecha Mikol Evecha Mitzavim Ba'aretz Asher Hashem Lokech Mitzal Lecha Nachol V'mishtah Timchad Zecha Amalek Mitachat HaShemayim Lo Tishkach. So we have the story of Amalek meeting the Jews as they're coming out of Mitzrayim and destroying the part of Am Yisrael was Ayef V'Yageya, the weak parts of Am Yisrael where there was no Yiras Elokim, and we have a mitzvah to remember this act of Amalek, and we have a mitzvah to destroy Amalek mitachat hashamayim. V'navi na ma mitachat hashamayim. What does it mean mitachat hashamayim? To destroy the mitachat hashamayim. V'lonamar min ha'aretz. Really, you should say you should get rid of them from the aretz, from the land. That's where Amalek is. They're not in the Shemayim. They're in the land. V'asher kevin shashamayim kisei v'ein ha'kisei shalom ha'chim chazor shel Amalek. In Shemayim, that's where the kisei of Hashem is, as it says in Yeshaya Samech Vav, shashamayim kisei. So where that the kisei of Hashem is affected, the kisei of Hashem is affected by Amalek, that the kisei shalom isn't shalim until the Amalek will be finally destroyed. L'kach ne'emar timcha mitachat ha'shamayim, that we destroy it from under the Shemayim. What does it mean under the Shemayim? Asher toshav ha'kisei li'acham. Because as long as Amalek is around, the kisei is not shalim. As it says, kiyad al kase ka, that the hand of Amalek is on the kase ka, the yud hey and the kase. The kisei is not full. The yud hey, yud kei vav kei is not full. And therefore we say, mitachat ha'shamayim, that we have to get rid of Amalek away from diminishing the kisei kavod of Hashem in this world. So that's one answer why it says mitachas hashamayim as opposed to aretz. It's not about physically just taking them out of this land, but the physically taking them out of the earth will cause the tachlis of making Hashem's kisei shalom. Odeshu kisei v'medrash, another idea. Al asher korcha milashon kriris. The medrash says, famous medrash, asher korcha literally means that they met you, but it also means they made you cold. Mashal ambati rutechet shishalo isa beria yicholo lirid v'tocha, ba ben b'li'al es echad v'kafet z'tocha. So there was a hot bathtub, right, and no one could go in it. And someone who came, who didn't care, didn't bother him. You know, you always had that one guy, just, I can do it. And he jumps in. Afal pishin nichve akir lefnachem. He was burnt in front of everyone. Afkan came and she yotzi yisom mitzrayim. Afkan came and she yotzi yisom mitzrayim. Because he broke a car in my yam lefnem. And he stuck on mitzrayim. The top of nafal pachim al kol ha'umah shenema. And he followed with Edom. He took us out of mitzrayim with all the nisim. The kriyas yasom. Everybody had such pachat. Came and sheba amalik bin izdavik lahem. Afal pishin natal ad shalo. Mitachas yodan. With the fact that they attacked Amalek, it was like that one person who jumped into the hot bath, saying that it's not that, you know, you get burnt, but afterwards it calms down. So that is so too. I'm so they're a hot potato now, but once you touch a hot potato and you throw it around a little bit, it becomes cool. Kriris, it's a lesson of cold. You ever hear that idea before? So that's a shirkar that they made you cold.
I've heard that idea, but what's kriris?
Cold. Literally means they met you, but the measure, I think Rashi also means that. The measure says that it's making you cold. The Sforim Kedoshim is a karcha. The Sforim Kedoshim explained a different way, because the more of a shemesh karcha shikiris Yisrael atzman bekiris. That not that the Sforim Kedoshim understand it differently. The measure understands that Amalek cooled down on Yisrael, but Asher karcha b'derech. That you, Korcha, that Am Yisrael made them kar. We made ourselves kar. We made ourselves cold, and therefore Amalek was able to come in. And that will explain how will Amalek shasonam abalaharim chaschul all the karerotam v'shiyishmu Yisrael sonam v'vakish rasam poshalay the kofas atumim rechmul mitzlan. And Amalek was only able to get to us through the kofas atumim. Because how would they have got to us? They hate us. How does your enemy have a spot on you? Avam Ramaz Lanu Gamla Zakiyas Rishvei Kadosh Minei Kos Adoni Avi Mori Harav HaKadosh Eli Melech, that's his father. Derech Ubechinas Machshava, and Chassidus Derech is Machshava. Ki Ubi Gamache Samach Gimel Kuf Samach Ayin Ayin Sham. So, it's It's Gematria Samach Gimel and Kuf Samach Aleph. What does it mean? It's Gematria Samach Gimel, Kuf Samach Aleph. He says Ayin Shem is referring to the Sefer Kabbalah. Let's not get into the Gematria now. Let's take it as a given that the Derech means Machshava. We'll have to take it for... We'll have to have a little moon on this one. And not understand the Kabbalistic Gematria, how it's connected to the Shemus of Hashem. One is connected to Eke, and one... Let's talk...
It's a footnote.
I can't explain it properly anyway, so I'm not going to even try. So it says, Hashekor HaBederech, that they would carry your derech, your machshava. Umaramit HaPasuk HaZeh, Kodim Shabbat HaMalik L'chem L'chem. Hayu b'chem anashem nemuchim shetach machitzoni shizbar b'em amalik ha'isa yafet meinechem v'shvil ze niskar me'ator v'achachmas ator ala omer gam chachmas olam yafet v'gam lamidus tovos v'gam olam hazeh yesh imen ruach. What happened was that Amalek came to fight with you, and who they fight with? The people who were low. Who were the people who were low? The people who loved the chitzonius and the people who are ready to say that the Chachmas HaOlam, the wisdom in the world, is very beautiful. There's good midos tovus in this world. There's a lot of good things in this world. Va'asa Hashem, she's David l'chem ha'molik, and kol Chachmaso. So Hashem says, you want to see what the Chachma of the rest of the world is about? You have to realize, he's writing this in the Holocaust, in a society of Germany where they had such respect for the Germans. Even Jews had such respect for the Germans. And he's going through, so Hashem says, you think they're so beautiful? You think there's midos tovus by them? You think there's such goodness by them? Watch what they're going to do. And he sends Amalek. Asher nosu ala shechmo v'igales kol rishon zumas libo. All the bad of the outside world is revealed to us. Ritzichus midosav v'rakvon chachmas alechad. And they're spoiled, rotten chachma. Where's their chachma? Where's the fancy classical music now? While they torture the Jews. And you already see, that's Chachmas HaOlam. Gam b'Sfarad, also this happened in Spain. That the Jews started going for different Chachmas and philosophy, and they were very modern during the times of Spain, opening themselves to Arab philosophy and Arab poetry. Says, that same society that they had such respect for was the same society that destroyed them and kicked them out of their country. It's very strong what he's writing. But you have to understand where he's writing it from. As Hashem said lecha, that they did to you ba'atzmecha, Hashem kol cha b'derek, Hakriyus b'machshav, that you had a coldness in your machshav v'shelcha, Shebal b'cha le'moshe chachmasa yafi chas v'chalila, that you said the chachmasa of the world is so beautiful. Kfar ataro margishet it was yofi chachmasa. Now you feel the real beauty of the chachma. וכן ויבניח אשר לוקח לך מכל אויביך ומסביב בארץ אשר אשר לוקח ונושא לך נחל ורשתה תמחה צריך לך בתחת השם אלו תשכח על קלפון מיד כשיעז השם ותנעת זו ממנו והוא ימחה על קלפון כבר תדע שכל חכמס העולם אין בה אף קורט of טוב. You have to realize that all the חכמס העולם does not even have a drop of טוב. Yet Hashem says תמחה צריך, wipe it out, there's nothing to take over. This is very anti-Torah Mada philosophy. But we're reading his words. We're learning Esh Kodesh. Yachal Hem with Josh Yafe. They can talk very nicely. They can talk about change and this and loving. But inside of them, they're full with rottenness. So all this goodness that you thought that they were writing about, these laws that they had, these morality, these ethics that they had, it was nothing. You see now, it's nothing. Locating Torah Sinai, but that's not Shabbat Torah. Meaning, they basically, they make the laws according to what they want. The famous story, there's an ethics teacher who was, he was teaching ethics. He himself was not an ethical person. He did things that were not proper in his life. And someone asked him, Adam said, how could you be teaching ethics if you don't hold by the ethics that you teach? He says, as a math professor at Square, You don't have to be here to teach. So we totally don't believe that. We totally reject that. Lo chayni Torah sein ha-kadosha v'achachmas ha-kadosha. Lo maitse ha-adam yishetit akim kifi rotan ha-adam etzonu v'sichlo. It's not a matter of might. It's not a matter of a man's seichel. What we want, what we feel like, what's good, what's not good. Well, what's good and what's not good in man's seichel is very, very, very subjective. In Hitler's mind, he was doing a good thing. Every law is coming from not the seichel of a man, it's coming from the spirit of Shakai. The Chumash says, Chukos Hashem, Beinim Gam Adam, Bein Misichlo, Beinim Eino, maybe. Whether we understand, whether we don't understand, our mitzvahs, Ein Rishus L'Shum, Ish La'ar Acharen. And these mitzvahs are divine, and we have no right to think otherwise. And we call Shikain, La'akim Chas Chalil, Mimenu, Kichut Asar, to deviate from it, to think that we know more morality from the Torah. If something's prohibited in the Torah and we say no, that's not moral, we know more morals from that we can't do that. Those who learn it and mekayim it with all their guf, nefesh, ruach, neshama, and shigamu roa, ba'atis tovaso, v'gamu chaschali, lo yichpat lasos ra, kamo kamuva, v'shom ha'gadoshim yizem. There are people who are schlepping. Sent them out. What happened? The Malik didn't even come, and then Nechashalim. What happened to them? The Anan couldn't handle them because they were so filled up with this Chachma Chitzonius. Remember the original question that he asked, why is it mitachas hashamayim? And he gave an answer, but he says not shalom, but he ends up with a different. Timchad zechar amalek, who is mitachas hashamayim, who is instead of godliness. They try to bring their chachma, and they try to bring their midos, and they try to bring their morality and their ethics and everything. But you see, it's nothing. And you can see, he's writing from the Holocaust. This German, perfect, moral, ethical, everything about them, culture, intelligent, and it's all nothing. And it's very strong. It's, there's not even a quarter of them. I'm not sure how much we. I will do one more piece on Purim. There's a tiny piece on Purim that's very, very nice. Isa b'tikun ezar. There's a tough sin. Isa b'tikun ezar shepurim ki yom ha-kipurim. We all know that Purim is like Kippurim. Efshin Ram is gam lezah shekamot. What's the connection? What's the real connection between Purim and Yom Kippur? So he's just going to give one aspect of it. He's not going to go through the whole thing. What's the connection of Purim and Kippur? It's not just, oh, it's cute. Purim. It's not just cute. There's an interconnection. Esen Rams Gamlas Shikamo Yama Kippurim Atinus Vachu Vibiomaz Biomze Lon Roto Tama Adam Lasos Osa Rabbein Rote Ben Lo Mekaimim the Exeus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yom Kippur, right? It's a day of Tshuva, it's a day of Tanis. What happens when a person doesn't want this? Not everyone wants Yom Kippur. Everyone's excited about Yom Kippur. Still, whether you want it or you're not, you do it because it's a Exeus of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not everyone's too excited about Yom Kippur. In Yeshiva, we get excited about Yom Kippur, but not everyone's so excited about the fast, a full day, the daven, a full day. It's not the most exciting activities. Can you come? What?
Why? Like, how come we're excited for to be judged? Like,
well, Yom Kippur is the day of Rachamim. It's not the day of judgment. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's the day of Rachamim. The judge is totally sure that then Hashem is willing to bring us in. Just have to be Rachamim, like they said, Luchos are going to be Yom Kippur. Can I say question Rosh Hashanah? Ken gam simchas Purim. Lo akim adam matzav b'simchas ol kol ponim b'matzav shiachol samech satzav tzorchul samech. So to the Purim, not everyone's so excited for Purim. He's talking about in the Holocaust. He thinks they're excited for Purim. That's all they need in the ghetto, Purim. It's the most depressing thing. Rakamim u'b'shifus b'shifus, that even if you're brokenness and you're in sadness, hamoch l'chol rucha nirmas, your mind and your whole spirit is like dead. Chokush shetzorcha kol ponim ezer nikush shosimchul ha'ezer. We have to, it's a law. Just like on Yom Kippur, you have to fast and you have to do it. We have to be besimcha, we have to get up. We have to find it. V'chein gamim l'malamata, and just like, this is mimata m'lamala, our relationship with Hashem. Us doing for Hashem, but also there's a reflection Hashem doing for us. Kibbutz Shal Yom HaKippur Mitzumah Shal Yom HaKippur Mechaper, the concept that on Yom Kippur the Tzumah Shal Yom HaKippur, the Tzumah Shal Yom is Mechaper, even if we don't do Tshuva. But I feel even though Ishlam called Tshuva, so even if you didn't do all your Tshuva, I'm Rebbe Shal Mechaper, though. Rebbe says that, so brings Kapara. Chengam Purim. Av Shalom Yeh Yishe Yisrael B'Simcha. Maybe a person wasn't so besimcha on Purim as he should have been. His avod on Purim wasn't b'shlemus. Just like Yom Kippur, even if you don't do the full tshuva, the itzum shel yom, the essence of the day is mechaper. So to Purim, if you don't give your full shlemus, the total simcha, that the day of Purim. From above to below should bring us Yeshua and Simcha, even if we don't get ourselves on that level, just like Yom Kippur, even if we don't get ourselves, Yitzumah Shal Yom Mechaper. See, Yitzumah Shal Yom Purim Sameach and brings Yeshua.